Citigroup has become the first major Wall Street firm to lay out how much it expects to pay in penalties and settlements related to a conflict of interest investigation. Regulators have been investigating whether Citigroup and other firms misled investors with biased stock research. Citigroup says it will take a $1.3 billion charge to settle all the claims against the company. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
The move follows the so-called global settlement announced late last week between regulators and 10 of the biggest securities firms on Wall Street. The companies agreed to pay penalties and to finance independent stock research for investors, and the firms still face scores of shareholder lawsuits. In a conference call, Citigroup CEO Sanford Weill put a price tag on what he thinks all this will cost his company.
We wanted to face the issues of what we might have to settle for over a period of many years into the future as it related to a lot of the cases that came out of this.
Citigroup is taking an after-tax $1.3 billion charge. Weill said $400 million of it will go toward the global settlement. Some portion may go to cover lawsuits related to the collapse of Enron and the role Citigroup played in helping to set up Enron's complex financial structure. And then there are the dozens of shareholder lawsuits alleging that Citigroup misled investors with overly bullish advice on WorldCom and other companies. Jacob Zemanski is an attorney suing Citigroup and other firms on behalf of investors. He says Citigroup is lowballing its liability.
It's not enough. The judge just ruled that they can be sued for Enron. Enron's bankrupt. The investor lawyers are going to be looking to Citigroup, who helped set up and finance these off-book partnerships. Just look at the exposure in Enron alone, and before we even get to WorldCom and the others.
Zemanski says investors who lost their savings won't get much restitution directly through the global settlement, but regulators are promising to release all the evidence they have against the Wall Street firms, and Zemanski says that will be very helpful.
The class action lawyers and lawyers like myself who represent individuals will have the ammunition to go after these firms pretty hard. So I think it's going to cost them in the tens of billions of dollars.
Citigroup executives acknowledge that they may have to revise their cost estimates, but they say the company will vigorously defend itself in these upcoming cases. Chris Arnold, NPR News.